Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRC manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Good evening, Grudge fans. Welcome to another Grudge Talk Radio. Kind of want to just say, man, this cold weather is about to run crazy down here in the south. I don't know about how it is for you guys up north, but I'm not really used to this cold weather, so I'm kind of waiting around here for some warm weather to come. Actually, we have a special guest tonight. But before I introduce her, I'm going to kind of take a brief moment to kind of ask about the upcoming races that's coming on, coming up in February. Actually, I know February the 9th, we have the Tattoos event, which is being held down at the Hub City Dragway. And actually, that February 10th date, we're going to have another, like a little post race, which is going to be at the Mississippi Motorsport Park track, which is located in Lena, Mississippi. That's going to be held on February the 10th. And actually, let me back up. The February 9th race is going to be all Grudge, and actually the 10th race, we're going to do Street ET. We're also having several classes for the ATV and also a little junior dragster class. And on February the 23rd, we got the Mardi Gras race, which is going to be held at State Capitol Raceway, which is going to be in Port Allen, Louisiana. We got everything from ProMod bikes, funny bikes, all the way down to all-out Grudge bikes. And so the class is pretty much is going to be, we got a ProMod gamblers race. We also have a Street ET class. We're going to have a super heavy hitter, a heavy hitter class, along with a short wheelbase class if we can get enough participants in Grudge racing. And for all the Grudge racers that want to do all the, well, not all, but some of the racing throughout the day, as we run in the classes, if any of you all wants to run a Grudge race, just let myself or Big J know for us about this race, and we kind of work in between the classes. So, really, if you want to get that race off early part of the day, it won't be no excuse, because we will be able to let you run in between the classes or whatever. And Grudge will actually start at 8 o'clock that night for all our Grudge racing. So basically all the events I know in February, if you got anybody else out there want to come on and kind of mention something about another race that they know of that is going on in February, I'll kind of take the time out now to kind of come on and announce. We'll give you about 2 or 3 minutes to do that, then we'll kind of progress on into the show. At this time, if you got anything you want to kind of announce, feel free to do it now. We can open up the lines. Okay, we really don't have no one, so we're going to move on. Tonight, I have one of my little friends that I ran up on over in Texas. This is a young lady that's coming up the racing scene. She's actually riding a cow. But to kind of go and introduce Miss Keisha Nelson Young. Let me see if I can get in here. Miss Makisha.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Okay, I'm just doing good. For the ones that don't know, she runs a little index racing and class racing along the Texas area here, and I thought it would be kind of appropriate to bring her on the show and kind of give a little rundown and introduce her and kind of expose her to a little bit of good racing and kind of see what she got planned for the 2013 year. So with that, I'd like to introduce Ms. Lakeisha.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
All right. So actually, what started you to race, Ms. Lakeisha?
Actually, I didn't. My first time on the track, the drag strip, was in August when I took Ricky Gatz's drag racing school. I haven't been doing
okay.
it long.
Have you? Okay, so... It was just one day you was at the track and decided you wanted to do some racing, or you just?
I saw him when he came to Ennis. So when I saw Ricky when he came to Ennis, he had his little card out. So he had his school schedule days. So I left Texas and flew out to ATCO to his track, and I took his three-day class. And, you know, the first day I was there, like I said, I didn't know how to do a burnout. I had never been on the track. He taught me everything. So the first day... My first time going on the track, I run a 12. By the end of the day, he had me running a 9.8. And by the second day on his bike, I was running a 9.2.
Right. And that's on a ZX14, too, isn't it?
ZX14R.
Yes, indeed. I give you much props for stepping up to the game for as, you know, riding the bike, whatever it is. As far as this racing, you know, are you just going to continue to, like, run in the index racing, or are you going to plan on later on maybe trying a grudge race or something, or are you?
I mean, I'm going to do the index, but honestly, I'm trying to go pro. Right now, I got at least 2 sponsors and another great supporter that's helping me along the way. So that's my plan.
Okay. Well, so are you planning on doing any traveling this year, or are you basically just going to stay around Texas, or are you?
Oh, no, I'm going to try to travel, but, you know, coming out of Texas, going all the way to South Carolina, Mississippi and stuff, they get a little expensive. So
yeah,
I'm not
going
to make all those races. But I'm trying to go to the my route and probably one in Georgia.
Okay. All right. Well, that's nice to know. See what we're making do for you later on in the year or whatever when you start beating up on some of these men, because I think it's probably going to start getting personal once you start doing that for as many races thing, which you probably already see for yourself now for the little running you've been doing.
Yeah, I've seen it. I think they talk a lot of noise, but, you know, keep on the track. That's all I can tell you.
Yes, indeed. Well, that's nice to know. So it's nice to kind of boost the young women up in the racing scene, because that's pretty much the plan that we want to take. And I'm going to try to locate as many of them as possible, because that is something great to see a lady riding the bikes, whatever, and racing and so forth. So I do hope you continue to strive, you know, for your excellence, and hopefully, like I say, when you start beating up on some of the men, I know it's going to start changing your idea and you're going to start wanting a grudge race, but
yeah, I feel you. I mean, Wonder Woman, she's doing it.
Yes,
she's a great example.
So when is your first race over in Texas? Or are you pretty much just playing to buy here for it? Waiting around for the schedule to come out.
Planning about year. I mean, I know the biggest one a lot of us want to go to, you know, like Super Dave and a couple other people that I know. We're trying to go to the Mardi Gras on February 23rd.
Okay. Okay. Are you going to run classes over there, or are you just...
Yeah, I'm probably going to run classes. Okay. Like I said, Super Dave's my mentor, so I'm going to take his advice and what he thinks best for me at the time.
Okay. The Street ET class would be a fun class for you. I know you'll definitely have fun in that, but don't be surprised if somebody else approach you now for us wanting to do a little grudge rate, because there's a lot of cows off in Louisiana.
Yeah, I know. But at the end of the day, I'm working on me. I ain't worried about that.
Well, I got
I'm working
you.
On me.
Any of the Louisiana guys that's on the line, I take it that you hear a little comment with Lakeisha Lay, so. Well, we're not going to really hold a lot of time, but you're more than welcome to stay on the line if you want to and kind of listen in on this Bruce talk. Sometimes it gets very interesting on here, so. This just kind of give you an idea of what goes on in the grudge world. So it's basically,
okay.
I mean, it's up to you. So if you just want to hang on and listen, you're more than welcome to.
Okay. And you can just call me Nelly, Chris. That's what everybody knows me as. Just call me Nelly.
Okay. Well, I will give you your professional name, but I will call you Nelly.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, next order of business, guys. This has been a big topic on PsychoBite, and I know a lot of you probably kind of wondering and got it in your heads, but a lot of people seem to not to believe for us with this topic that Custom X started out there for us with this grudge bite weighing the weight that he claimed. So, anyone out there got any intake or whatever they want to say on the idea? Because, I mean, there's several options, you know, that could be pulled off, but I'm not going to say because I'm not no expert in it. But maybe someone can chime in and kind of give us an outline of what their view is on it. So we got one caller here now, 5842. Your mic is open.
Hey, Chris, what's going on, man? This is Frank with Creative Cup.
Hey, what's going on, Frank?
Not much, man. Not much. So here, taking it easy.
I heard that.
Here, taking it easy.
How your weather is over there?
It's a little rainy right here in South Carolina right now. You know, it's been raining. It's been raining all week. So, we've been kind of sitting tight.
I heard that. Yeah. I don't think spring can get here fast enough.
You ain't tell, but you know we really hadn't stopped racing, you know, since even since the winter been here. We knocked off 2 weeks for you know, for the week before Christmas and Christmas week, and actually we started back going at it 2 weekends ago now.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. So yeah,
man,
you know,
we ain't stopped, man.
You know, it's a lot of, you know, street bike racing and stuff. You know, we ain't got none of the big bikes out, but you know.
Right.
A grudge is a grudge, but it don't really matter what bike it is, you know, if you get down.
Yeah, I do understand that. Yeah, I do understand that. I've been, one of the rumors, boys, I know you guys probably going to do a little traveling, for us with the Twigs race, but for us this Mardi Gras, I don't think you all going to make that trip over, are you?
I got some of my guys that, We really would love to come.
Right.
I just don't know, with me having to close my shop down to make it there and get back in time, you know, I don't know how that's going to work out right yet.
Yeah.
You know?
I do understand that.
Especially we got about 4 or 5 new race bikes coming out this year. So, and I know these guys want to be ready for the beginning of March and stuff like that. So my work schedule is going to be probably crazy. No, here comes that time anyway.
I do understand that. Can you share a little sneak peek of the bikes that you come out? You want to kind of keep it a secret,
we have a flat flick, you know, 77 inch Nitrous 1000. We have a 77, 78, which you know, driver, the black and green bike, the
right.
Motorbike. Yeah, well, it's a Nitrous bike now. It's 76, 77 inches. We have a motorbike that's about 70. Well, the motorbike kind of up in the air right now, but right now we're planning on having the motorbike. And we have a Street Child 1000, a Street Child Booster that's in the Grudge chassis, and we got like 214s. I mean, we got a bunch of bikes.
Okay, yeah. Definitely. So are these guys heavyweights or lightweights or?
Well, yeah, mostly all my guys are heavyweight. You know, I'll probably be the smallest rider. You know, and I'm 200 pounds, so I'll probably be the smallest rider. We will have a little guy that's kind of we hoping to work out. I don't want to say nothing yet until we know for a fact that you know he's definitely gonna be on the motorcycle.
Okay.
Which I'm pretty sure it's a done deal, but. I just, you know, I want to, before I say, yeah, he's going to be riding our motorcycle, I just want to make sure, you know, we got it signed and delivered.
I got you. Yeah, definitely got you there, because we're going to have a little heavy battle over there in Twigs, I think, because for most of you all know, J1000 and Terrence, which is called Royal Food, is supposed to go head-to-head over there in Twigs, so... And I'm sure after that race is over with, that's going to probably be an intro to someone else want to step up to the plate as well and run them all. So I think that's going to
We're definitely going to make it to your event this year. You know, like I said, the one in February probably a little too quick for me. It's just a bad time of the year right there, you know.
Right, I got you.
But we're definitely going to get to some of the other events, though.
Yeah, because those heavyweight guys would love to have take a shot at you. But this should be fun. But actually, Big Jam myself was talking, and so we plan on taking that show on the road with the heavy hitters and stuff through also. At least if we can get maybe one or two more shows out, maybe one Midwest of the states and probably do one on the East Coast. So it's kind of up in the air, but that's something that we are planning on trying to do for us with that heavy hitter program. And so it's
going to
be interesting.
Yeah,
it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, well, it did good a couple years back, you know, when they had it in North Carolina, Piedmont. You know, it did real good until the track owner changed, and once Mike left, you know, it kind of vanished from there. But I think they're actually having some more motorcycle events this year, so.
Right.
I think it's going to be, you know, it should be a lot of different tracks doing a lot of different things this year for motorcycle racing. So, I mean, as far as grudge racing itself, it should, you know, everybody should have a pretty good season if, you know, if they want to race.
Right, I got you. So, things like a lot of races are taking place over there in South Carolina, too, this year. I've been looking at a few of the schedules that's been kind of floating around there. So, I'm sure soon here around March, April, I don't think no one will have any excuses about they can't get to no track, nowhere to go race. This thing is beginning to shape up pretty good this year for the opening.
Yeah.
So you're not doing turbos or anything this year? You're kind of just going to do what, all motors and nitrous, are you?
Yeah, we're just going to stick with all motors and nitrous. You know, you kind of stay with, you know, what's going, you know.
Yeah,
so we're just going to stay on the all motor nitrous chip. I mean, you know, that's what everybody seems to be racing. I mean, like, so we got a couple even street bikes, you know, fully dressed street bikes that are, you know, actually real street bikes. So,
okay.
And we, you know, like I said, man, we've been getting it in however we can get it in, you know.
Right. Now, you know, they're also going to have that hand clutch shootout, so you may want to throw you a couple of hand clutch bikes in there.
We got four hand clutch bikes.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know, so we definitely, you know, I'm definitely looking for that. So.
Right.
You know, the hand clutch stock bike is more, you know, to me is a little bit more fun right now because it's less work, especially for me, man. Because you know, I get to the track, you know, you got to tune this bike, check this bike, do this with this bike, and you know, the hand clutch all motorbike, man, they just so much fun because you put air in the tank. Put gas in the fuel tank and you go race, you know.
Right.
There's nothing else to it, you know.
Right. And all the rules that we kind of apply to it, we wanted to keep the class as simple as possible. Limited to, I want to say, 74 inches on a street tie, and no funny clutches or whatever.
Yeah.
I've had a few people to call and ask about that, the little funny clutches or whatever. And so I was like, well, before the races ran, we'll have a meeting, you know, between all the guys that with the hand clutch. And if they vote to let the guy run in with that clutch, then, you know, then I don't have any problem with it. But I told them it'll have to be issue where the guys would have to vote on it, you know, to kind of, and I don't know if, you know, people be kind of honest about it, but I mean, so it'll be one of those things you just have to kind of look closer for it, just have them go through tech. But if you get caught, you know, cheating, then you all say, no, we don't want this on it, then, you know, that'll be a different thing. But the main thing is to keep it fun for the guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like that. Cause, I mean, but, you know, we got an 08 booster and a GX14. We're both, you know, both will start hand clutches. We, even though we've been accused of having a clutch and a booster, but, you know, it ain't, it's a stock clutch in it, you know.
Right.
The stuff that never came up till some asses started getting kicked, then, you know, all of a sudden now we got a clutch, so.
I
guess whenever you get beat, you're going to say anything, you know.
Right, man. Do you understand?
You know, we took a couple beatings and, you know, man, you know, we never looked back. You know, we said, hey, we lost, and that what it was. I mean, but,
right.
You know, when certain people take them whoopings, they he got a funny clutch. Oh, he got a big motor in it. You know, and I said, man, it's grudge racing. I mean, you know, you didn't think you'd win, you wouldn't have done it, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Indeed. Well, man, like you got your ball game, man, and your game plan down packed for this year, so I'm going to wish you all the luck, man, and wish you much success. And not only did you tune bikes, you also build bikes too, don't you, Frank? I mean,
Sure do. Yeah, I basically we tune build everything in house.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know, we had a slow year last year. You know, we just actually had so much stuff going on that we just couldn't. And then we built a lot of new bikes last year. Like we started in February, man, and just we had some, you know, with new bikes, you know, we had a little problem here and trying to get parts and hurting parts, you know, when they came out, I wanted them to be ready. So,
right.
Yeah, we got to a slow start last year, you know, but, you know, we kind of worked through and kind of got to the end of the year and everything kind of started turning around for us. So,
okay.
We'll be ready this year, though.
I do understand that, man. Like, I know I'm kind of looking forward to it. I thought you had retired to the black and green boots there for a minute. I know last time I got a chance to see it in action was over there at Holiday Beach.
Yeah.
And, with the big girls race ahead over there with it, huh? So.
Yeah. We raced out Jeffro, yeah.
Yeah.
We was an underdog at that race. There's a couple more races I wanted to do over there, but, you know, with people making shakedowns and everything else, you know, it didn't get to happen. But, you know, we just ended up racing Jeffro because, I mean, wasn't nobody really run them. So, we took a chance and tried it.
You definitely took a chance, man.
Yeah, you know, because really, yeah, you know, we lucked up and won. But, you know, it's, you know, like they say, the fastest bike don't always win.
Right, you got that right. Cause if you go back and look at that video, I mean, if you see all the people, man, they were kind of behind Jeffro bike, and, you know, he had a few over there behind him, but, I mean, as the one light came on over there in your light, I think a lot of people was kind of shocked behind that one.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because, you know, I had bet everything down to the last $100 I had in my pocket, you know, and I was just like, wow. I mean, because everybody just was so, I guess everybody was, you know, so, you know, dedicated that we were going to lose that, you know, I mean, man, everybody wanted a side bet, and I was just like, man, it's crazy.
Right.
And I was like, well, I'm in the pot, and I bet, you know, I know the bike pretty strong, I built it. So I said, you know,
right.
we're going to take a gamble. I know Jeffro's bike was fast, and I said, we're just going to take a gamble, and I think, you know, if we can stay close enough to him, it's still a booster versus 1,000.
Right.
And I'm always going to gamble against that, you know, especially when it comes to our motor in them situations. And
I got you.
So, and it worked out for us in our favor, but, you know.
All right, man. Listen to hear you on that one. Listen to hear you.
Yeah, but I mean, wasn't nobody else gonna try anything? So I mean, you know, I tell people, man, I like equal races. That's a gamble. That, you know,
right,
we can't mess up, they can't mess up. You know,
right.
And them type of races, I don't really like one sided races.
Right. So you prefer a quarter mile race, or 8 mile race, or?
I like both, but with these notches bike, I really prefer, for me myself, I really prefer 8 mile races. Because,
okay.
I mean, man, there's just a lot of wear and tear on these bikes. I mean, you know, I know people say, oh, the quarter for the grown men, and I mean, hey, if that's what you want to call it, then that's what it is. But,
right.
You know, I know the wear and tear these things take in that quarter mile. And,
right.
You know, and to me, the 8th mile makes for a better race. I mean, because you can't really slip up. You got to always really be on your game.
Right. Yeah, you definitely don't have no room for mistakes.
We could run the quarter. I mean, you got to be fast in the 8th in order to be fast in the quarter, regardless. So.
Right. And that's funny that you say that, because I've been talking with a few of the Pro Mod guys, and some of those guys like to run the quarter. So I was always under the assumption that Pro Mod bikes like to run the 8 mile rather than the quarter. So,
yes,
man, I was like, and so I asked one of them to kind of explain it to me, why would you prefer to run the quarter than the 8 mile? So, when he got to breaking it down, and I was like, okay, giving me, you know, like a idea of why they prefer to run the quarter. So I was like, man, I couldn't remember, say, wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like. The quarter mile, I mean, they just give you more time for, especially on a notches bike. A motorbike is not as bad, but on a notches bike, it just gives you more time for that motor, the engine to heat up and something go wrong, and you know, and the quarter mile is not forgiving like the 8th mile.
Right, I do understand that.
Yeah, so you know, you miss your tune up. I mean, with the stuff that's available now, if you got all the right stuff, of course you can almost tune mistakes out of it. But you know, they still happen.
Right. Okay.
And you know, it just, I tore up stuff in the quarter and the 8th. So, but most of the stuff I tore up in the 8th mile, you know, it's usually they're easy fixes. You know, and they're right back together.
Right.
You know, I haven't never in the 8th mile burned a block and piston completely up, and I have in the quarter mile. You know, or something. It hiccup one time, and you know, with nitrous, man, it'll burn all 4 pistons, block, get hit, you know.
Yeah, definitely got that right. Frank, we got one caller here, man. I'm going to put you to that for 1 second. We're going to open up the line. We're going to try to get everybody that call in tonight to get a chance to talk. So if you just hold for 1 second, we're going to go on and open up the line.
Okay.
6040, your mic is open. 6040, your line is open. Okay, guess they didn't want to talk here. But if anybody wanted to really contact you, Frank, for it, which your shopper wanted to go and have a bando bike or something, you got a business number you want to put out there for someone to call you, or if you need any motorcycle needs or something?
Oh, yeah. My shop number is 864-631-1161. And you can check us out on creativecustomracing.com. And, you know, I'm a friend on Facebook, you know, so we're definitely on Facebook. You know, we always throw some special deals and keep everybody updated on what's going on, you know, on Facebook also. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to keep Rainbow alive.
I heard that. Yes, indeed. We got another caller here. Just open up the. We're gonna go on and open up the line here. 3843. Your line is open.
Chris.
Hey.
What's up, baby? This is Frank, man. It's Mad Cow.
Hey, what's going on with you, Mad Cow?
You know the routine. Just getting it in, sir. Trying to get a couple things ready for when I come for the big show.
I got you.
Everything
you
all right,
sir? Yeah, everything going,
yeah,
man. You bringing all those cows over, or you kind of the change up in the game this year?
Yeah, I heard you complaining when you first started talking about this, the weather in the South, man. The last couple of days, it's been 80 degrees in Florida, but I've been on my wife, Boosa.
Yeah,
my cows too fast for the street.
I understand that. 80 degrees,
good,
man. Yeah, everything good, man. Everything is good. Yeah. Are you bringing on any new rides this year, or are you basically
I'm gonna try something new this year. I mean, I got Jerry building me a dry block motor, dry block 0510, and then I got little Mike working on my my 14 or whatever. It's dry block too, and
okay.
I'm gonna try to run me some. Well, the numbers they're gonna be deep, nice numbers or whatever with no nitrous, just all motorbikes. I don't know how
okay.
I it's gonna tote my fat butt, but it's gonna. If the little man can get on it and run with the big boys, I should still be able to run low tens on it. Yeah, low tens.
Okay, I got you. So, let me just put you on the spot. But, I mean, as far as your weight, if you don't mind to share, I mean, you pretty much fit into what, the super heavy hitter or heavy hitter class?
You know what? I ain't seen your last, standards. I ain't never put myself in the class of heavy hitters because my bike's
okay.
Always told me to pass skinny dudes anyway. So,
okay.
I ain't like to get in them classes, with them heavy hitters and stuff.
Okay.
It ain't no use of me getting out there if I'm beating up a bunch of fat kids like me. It's impressive
right.
when
right.
I run by them 150-pound rocks.
You got that right. You definitely got
that
right.
Yeah, I've been working out and stuff like that, and I've been watching. I dropped down a good little decent bit.
I'm
in the 240s now. But,
okay.
Since I've been messing, I had a decent run on my a decent 8-mile run on my 14
okay.
before I gave it to little Mike. And
okay.
With my weight, it was not off in the fives kind of nice. So I said, well, if I lose some more weight, and get a couple more things done to it, I'm going to be riding, I'm going to be definitely hanging with a middleweight,
okay.
Come out 180 pounds.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that because old Hill, so he gets on here, man, and kind of roughing up those guys, too, man, with his little call-out list, He said he was going to call out a few people himself, forever. He didn't really care nothing about no weight unless it's one of those little super lightweights, like some guy 105 or something. But he said if he'd make the race, right, that he would even try him. So I think Hill's going to be on a mission, too, this year.
Dude, I'll take that race, too, if you're going to give me something. What the routine is.
Right.
Yeah, I ain't going to run out there and say I'm going to beat up on everybody. But, part of grudge racing is to make the race to your advantage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
It's like everybody forgot what the game is. Everybody want to complain and look all in your clutch pack and all kind of old stuff like that. If you ain't
right.
coming to gamble, then, it's not grudge racing.
Right. You definitely got that right. What are Danny's up to over there? He's still trying to rebuild. I know it's been a minute since I talked to him.
I don't know. Danny kind of, Danny go back and forth. Sometimes when I see Danny, he said, he's done with it because all the sideways stuff. And then sometimes, he say he been testing down south, me and Dana, Dana ride with me or whatever. He kind of keep it on a down because, he'll ride somebody's bike or whatever to see what it'll do. But,
okay.
My business been a little slow last, little year or so. So I haven't had time to get out there and have no fun with y'all. But, I'm kind of getting where I can get back out there now. So,
okay.
Dana will be riding with me again this year coming up.
Okay.
Matter of fact, that the 10 that Jerry building for me, that's the bike Dana gonna be riding. And, I told
okay.
him I was gonna go ahead and play on the 14 myself.
Okay. I got you. We got one more guy here that opened up the mic and see what they got. The 6040. Your line is open. 6040, your line is open. Okay, man, matches and punch.
Maybe they got Metro PCS or something. Bad sex.
Metro yeah, they PCS. Always know. Well, they're like, well, this must be tonight of the heavy hitters. Because I know normally it just comes and goes, but we have a variety of people on the show each week. But I was kind of interested.
Yeah.
But man, with 85-degree weather over there, man, that's perfect weather over there.
Oh, yeah, that's all. That's for the last couple of days. Yeah, Dana was telling me a couple of weeks ago, Custom Cubs on there, and somebody asked a question about my little boy. I wanted to take a picture with him. You recall that the conversation?
Yeah, I think I recall.
Dana was telling me about it, and I said, he said, what? All right, what the deal is, my son play football. Little Frank play football. That's who was in the picture with him, you know, him and little Mike wife, right?
Right.
So, you know, when I go, like when we go to Valdosta, you know, my son said, hey, Daddy, do that pretty fast. I said, yeah, son, talk a lot of noise. Nobody don't really like him. He said, well, you know, everybody don't like people. I said, well, that's good, son. You know, the man ride the bike, my son ride too. I said, the man
right.
ride. Nobody like him because he talks smack. But he get him a race in here and there. You know what I'm saying? He do what he do, you know.
Right.
So I said, well, hold on. You know, I tell him, I said, hold on. Let me go get my son. You know, he want to holler at you right quick. So, you know,
right.
It's all good. If anything, you know, my son raised me a couple of times, you know, and I took him for granted. So I said, well, go ahead and leave. I'm going to pick you up. You know, I don't see you. And
right.
I must not have knew how fast my motorcycle was or how light he was because I couldn't catch him.
Right.
So, you know, but, you know, it's just part of the game. You're having some fun. But, you know,
right.
I don't know where you're going with the thing about, you know, like you're a celebrity and all that. You're a cool dude. I ain't got nothing bad to say about him. But, you know, part of this game right here, you know, I ain't never had to be the fastest person. But if I gamble
right.
and I bet you, I give you your money. You know what I'm saying? I done raced, you
right.
know, Trey. Done, you know, Dana done raced, you know, Luke Richard and everybody else. And, you know, and hey, it is what it is. If you lose, give up the money. You know what I'm saying? But,
right.
you know, respect the game. Some
so
people bring in some elements into this thing that ain't really necessary, you know. All this buying
right.
a race and trying to make the race so high. Hey, man, we come to race, you know, not talk about no race, you know.
Right.
So I don't like, you know, it's the game. I kind of understand what Danny be saying when he was saying, you know, he ready to get out of it because, you know, all kind of old flaw stuff going on. But
right.
I think we just need some real people out here, you know, like back in the day with King of the Coast and all them, you know. They used to stick together.
Right.
There was a team. You don't get them good
right.
teams like that no more. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody is on some other stuff. You got a team for about 5 minutes, and you can't get none of these cats in Jacksonville to stick together, man. You know, I mean, we all out there. There's a couple of people that be on here sometimes with you, you know, from Jacksonville. Can't
right.
never stick together, bro. I don't understand, you know, everybody want a street race, and who want to be, I'm the fastest man on the street, and I'm the fastest man here. I'm, you know, hey, let's get together, get our fast men together, put our money together, and let's make something happen like those other teams out there. You know what I'm saying? Let's
right.
just do something together. These
right.
cats, he'll be so busy trying to argue with each other on Sunday on all these back roads that we always go on Sundays. They'll be the king
right.
of the street. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No kind of family around here, man. That's why I love hanging with y'all when I come to Mississippi or, you know, I go down south or if I go to Rock or something, you know, because y'all like families. I love going to
right.
Mississippi. Crabs
yeah.
right here, man. Crabs.
Cool.
Just crabs.
Man. Well, I hope that pick up, man, for the unity for it with the groups, man, coming up this year. Actually, now, I ain't just trying to really pick, but you said that you had a race with Custom X down there. And,
No. It was a picture. It was on, somebody had commented on a picture that Custom Cut, the one with Lil Mike and the other little dude.
Right, right.
The little dude that was on there with the dreads, that's my son, that's Lil Frank.
Okay.
Yeah, so, that, you know, he was
okay.
saying, yeah, you know, he was like, yeah, the dude, he was on Low Man stuff, and he came down there, he ran to me, hey, man, can I get your autograph? I'm like, man, it wasn't like that. I was just trying to say, hey, man, my son want to talk to you. My son, like,
okay.
you know, you race.
Okay.
But, you know,
okay.
He was trying to make it some other old stuff, like I was running behind him trying to get an autograph or something, you know, and get his poster or something. I don't know.
Okay. I got you. We just trying to clear up. I didn't, you know, like the, for rumors and stuff to spread, so we just trying to get a little clearer understanding of the picture was posted out there, and so I think he did come
right
out there and kind of explain, you know, about who the people were in the picture. So,
right.
Because I even think Lil Mike had made a comment on it as well.
Yeah, that's right. But you know,
okay.
However it go, man, I want, you know, I'm still, this year is coming up just like any other year apart, you know. Ain't too much going to change. If I, you know, I'm going to win some, I'm going to lose some, but I'm going to shake your hand, you know, when the light come on and I got to pass that bread to you. Everybody got to learn how to lose as much, you know, lose just as well as they win, you know.
Well, I do understand
you
that.
You know, every time somebody win, they want to point fans and call you all kind of names and, you know, damn near you about to fight because you won.
Right.
Okay, man, let's shake hands and you won. You know, let's do it again. If not, then I'll move on to the next and find somebody slow like me.
Right. It seems like you're trying to keep it real, though, in the racing game. Definitely.
I mean, that's all it is to it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you still doing the thing with the benches and all that? Or you don't stop?
I've kind of put that on the back burner with all the other stuff. That's going on for us with these races and stuff. So it's something that I definitely kind of target myself to come back out with one this year for the race. So that's still the plan for to come out with one. But, man, like I said, these little guys here now, these days on these high horsepower benches and on the weighing like 110, 120, and, you know, I'm actually around 225, 230 myself. So, you know, it's one of those things where, well, you just have to come.
He was always fast, sir. He was always fast. That's what counted.
Yeah.
So what races you planning on being at this year? You gonna make some of them see, now you need to holler at them boys in Dorchester, like on Easter Sunday in Dorchester. That's what that's real racing out there. You know, you ever been down that way?
No, but I've heard about that track over there. We're actually trying to put something together for the ATVs this year. I'm probably gonna do one big ATV race over in Georgia somewhere. Kind of like a centralized spot for all the four-wheelers.
Right.
And maybe throw in a little bike or whatever, something, because a lot of these guys coming out with new benches and stuff, too. So, just like your bike guys talk all this real talking and stuff, man, a lot of them guys are talking as well. So, it's something that's kind of exciting to see. On our line here, Frank, I'm going to go on and try to clear the line up for 1 second. So just hold what you got in. I'm going to come back to you here shortly. Let's see here. It's called 740. Your line is open.
Hello.
What's going on?
This is Custom X.
How's it going, Mr. Custom?
Well, what's going on? I'm going to go ahead and speak to everybody. How everybody doing? The young lady on, Chris, Frank. And I'm going to go ahead and clear some stuff up, Frank. Now, whoever called you and told you that I was saying whatever you said or whatever you thought I was saying about your son, you can feel free to go back and listen to every radio show that we had. Now, What I said was, you know personally that I told you to go get your son. You know, I want to take a picture with him, you know, and give him a fly. I said, I got something for your son. So why would I sit up here and get on the radio and try to make it seem like it's something else? You know, I'm not a celebrity. Your son is not a celebrity. You're not a celebrity. We all on the same page. So whoever called you last week and told you that, feel free to go back and listen to the radio show. I did not say that about your son. Dog, one thing about me, when you came to me and told me that, I said, go get your son. I got something for him. Don't let people put stuff in your head that you didn't hear come out my mouth. You know, I'm not like that. I'm not like that. If I got something to say to you, I'm going to say it to you. Your son is an upcoming rider. How you know? how you know that I'm not willing to put him on my bike and let him do some grudging? Bro, don't sit up here and get beside the whole situation. I ain't got nothing against y'all. Y'all cool with me. But don't let them haters, like they called Big J last week and told him some mess, and he got on the line and just bashed me. It's not like that. Talk to me first. Just like you said, you got a lot of haters in Jacksonville. It's a lot of haters around here that don't like me, around this whole grudging thing that don't like me. So they willing to make an enemy at any cost when it comes to me. Feel free to pick up the phone and talk to me. I'm easy going. I'm laid back. It's whatever. But don't bash me until you talk to me. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say about that. Now, do you have a comment?
Hey, am I on this thing? Is it on?
Yeah, you on, Frank. Your mic is live.
No, well, okay, you weren't listening to me. I ain't, you know, it's not a thing about bashing you. I ain't saying that. I say do what you do. You know, I mean, hey, like I told my son, nobody don't like the man, but the man can ride. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, you know, when they told me what was going on, they're like, oh, yeah, man. He's like, man, you was running around. Hey, man, take your feet. Come here, let me holler at you. You know, but ain't no big deal. If that's what it is, then it is what it is. I still respect your game.
I mean, but see, one thing about it, you always got to go back to what you can prove. Go on the Grudge Talk Radio on the Internet, and you can listen to the radio show of last week or the week before. So that stuff they telling you, I can actually prove what I said. I did not one time say that your son was running after me asking for an autograph or this or that. No, you remember, bro, I talked to you. I talked to you, and I said, go get your son. I got something for him. And I went to the truck and put my coat on and came back. Come on, so why would I try to flip anything beside that?
Well, how'd it go? I ain't mad about it, man. Ain't no big deal. I'm just saying, you know, I just, you know, wanted to make sure that you did. Hey, look, it's more about my son than about me. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
If a man, like I said, I love my son enough. I said, hey, hold up. And nigga, he was happy because, you know, my son do his football thing, you know, or whatever. But he liked to do the motorcycles too. So I told him, like, he wrecked my 2012. And, you know, he's standing out at the end of the road with a piece of my motorcycle in hand, talking about my daddy going to be mad. I said, put that down, boy. Don't worry about that. I want to make sure you all right, you know.
Yeah.
So it ain't no big deal. It's just about my son, you know. You ride the motorcycle. I look at that. I was on a cycle bike just now. I'm telling my wife, I said, boy, that dude that can ride, baby. I said, that's the dude the Snoopy got took the picture with. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. Ain't no big deal, man.
I mean, but, you know, and when we was at the track down there in Bradenton, I got 4 or 5 pictures in my phone of your truck. And I was telling my brother, I said, man, I like that truck. And at the time we was walking by you, and then you said something to me, bro, I don't bash nobody but the people that I don't race against. Y'all, I ain't got nothing against y'all. Nothing. I'm not going to bash that, your son. You know, I'm not going to bash you. I don't know y'all like that. But all them haters on the line, like Tackle Box and Possum and Ike Turner, all of them get the business. I ain't got no love. Man, we right down the road. I can drive to your house in about an hour and a half. I ain't got
no problem with y'all.
I ain't got no problem with y'all.
Well, I'm going to let you all kind of get that kind of cleared up there. We're going to kind of move along here. We got another call on, so we're going to go on and take the time now to kind of open up the mic. 1948, your line is open.
Ain't no problem, bro.
All right.
1948, man, your line is open.
What's up, Chris? It's Cramwan.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's going on, my man?
Man, I think what
Customer Cuts had to say about that new bike weight I've been hearing about.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm open for any questions that you have, but I'm not revealing what I have done, but it do weigh a whopping 322 pounds. Now, ask away, my friend. I will ask.
Okay.
I will answer any questions that you have.
I'm going to start off with one of your words with that answer to that question. Wow.
W-O-W. I can't believe you started off your whole conversation with that. But I'm going
to
tell you that.
I was just curious of how, I'm sure you will reveal it later on down the line, but I was just curious of how much it actually did weigh. And I've heard it from the horse's mouth, and I'd like to say thank you, my friend.
And I'm gonna tell you right now that we shed. Now, all jokes aside, I changed the rims. I changed the swing arm. And it's a little work done in that frame that nobody don't know nothing about that I'm going to release February the 23rd. And I'm going to tell you that y'all will be like, man, I did not know that that could happen. 322 pounds, you know what, and some odd, you know, ounces here and there, but the bike weighs that. And you know what, I'm probably going to get bashed once I get off the phone when Dan hears this, but, 322, and I have got down to 142 in weight. 142. Yes.
That's what's up. I'll be down
so, there. I hear all this talk about big riders and heavyweights and stuff. If that's what the game is going to, then I would kindly get out of it. Because I don't think anybody should be straddling these motorcycles weighing 200 or 250 pounds because it's dangerous. That's like having a big piece of putty on a pencil. You know, it's not going to happen, fellas. You know, people are meant for the buffet line. They're not meant for racing.
Each is all.
Okay.
Cousin, hold that thought there 1 second. We got another caller here that kind of propped up the hand, so we're going to go on and open up the line tonight without having everybody to hold for long. 4-0, 4-0, 4-0. The line is open. 40-40, your line is open.
Take the chicken bone out your mouth and speak, please.
Hey, check this out.
Okay.
Still there?
Yeah, you see it.
You
open.
Hey, Custom Cuts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, dog. Now, you just said you don't bash nobody you don't know. You don't know all big men, so why are you bashing?
First of all, I don't know you.
You attack them all, so that right there is considered bashing.
Wait. First of all, if you're gonna get on this line, angry man, you know.
No, I didn't ask you a question. It's just a question. Now, angry with you confronting the brother about the picture, you seem kind of angry. You know what I mean? You didn't humble yourself.
No. Let me tell you something. I don't have nothing against large riders. All I'm saying is that I thought the typical jockey weight would be 130 and 150. I didn't know this Grudge Games was going to get up to 250 pounds, 300 pounds. If that's the case, then I'd go do something else.
It shouldn't be a limit, though. That's what I'm asking. I mean, why should it be a limit?
But, see, when you start adding weight to the rider, then you start the begging. Oh, I weigh 300 pounds. Give me this. Oh, I weigh 250 pounds. Give me that. We don't. You know what? Weighing 140, I can't ask anybody for anything.
Well, I'm sure you pick most of your races handpicked. You know, most of them don't.
Exactly. I pick my races just like I pick my food.
There you go. So, well, then, you just don't pick on a big guy. The big guy won't pick on you.
Well, they need to stay in their lane, because I'm gonna tell you, if this gonna be the Fat Grudge Talk Radio, then I need to come on at a different night, because I'm a skinny dude. I don't like all this fat talk, because I feel like I gain 10 pounds every time I get on here on Wednesday.
Hey, Custom, can I ask you a question real quick, man?
Hey, sure, shoot.
What do you consider be?
Anything that's bigger than me.
Anything that's bigger than you.
And okay. I weigh 142 pounds. Anything, I'm going to tell you, also said 200 pounds, and you talking about Grudge Racing? Yeah. Yeah, that's a little too big. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. If that's the case,
I am a 200-pound Grudge Racer.
Oh, my God. What a disgrace. What a disgrace to this race. Come on. This race is grudge racing. You're a disgrace.
Well, I believe you got to get out of business there, homie. Because there's a lot of big men out there.
But yeah, you know what?
I'll tell you this, though. I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
Even with you at 140 pounds.
Right.
I wouldn't run the quarter mile with you because weight would, you know, really be a thing, but I wouldn't be scared to race you an 8th mile with your weight difference head up.
Hey, you know what? You're a fair man when you say that. But I got in. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That's my motto in this grudge thing. Nobody, and I guarantee you nobody can tell you that I ever asked them how much they weighed before I raced them. I don't care about that. I don't care about nothing. Caleb, Lil Richard, Johnny Turbo, all them guys, I don't ask about weight. I'd be more concerned about the horsepower they sitting on, but I never do ask them nothing about their weight. I don't care about that. I don't care.
Yeah,
if you put 120, look, I'll just say, if you put a 95-pound racer against me, I'm not going to say he need to ask on weight. I don't care. Because I feel like I can outride him. Michael Jordan went up against Shaquille O'Neal and all the big basketball players. He didn't ask how much they weighed. He just dunked on them. And that's what I'm going to do in this grudge game. I'm going to dunk on y'all.
You know, Frank and I'm going to be up in Twigs on the 30th too now, don't you? Because what?
Who?
Frank.
Well, Frank, I hope you have a safe trip, and I will be there too.
Good. I plan on us tangling up this year.
Okay, well, like I say, I can't run the world, but I can run everybody that I can possibly can run. And y'all saw what I did to the cocaine bike, and I've yet to hear anything from Tackle Boss since I beat his head in. Tackle Boss, if you're listening or any of your flunkies listening tonight, please call in and explain why you lost against the slowest booster in the game. So y'all say. Please
hit that caller. We just got a caller to pop up. We're going to go on and open up the line here. 0678, your line is open.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on?
Hey, I got both my hands together trying to put around somebody's neck. What 30th are you talking about in 2 weeks?
March the 30th.
March the 30th. I'm there. I'm trying to see who I'm going to strangle. I'm looking for a victim. Weight done fluctuated. I'm about 200 pounds.
Well, you better go
pounds.
For J1000. You better go for J1000. He's the only one.
Hey, I already done talked to him. But,
okay.
Like I say, I'm there on the 30th trying to put my hands around somebody's neck. I'm 200, might be 210 by then. It ain't no secret. Hillside trying to get it in.
What is going on with all these 200-plus riders, man? What is this game going to?
Hey, man, look here, we men. Real men wear weight. Real men got weight. We ain't no damn little boys.
It's called a takeover.
We men. We grown men.
It's called a takeover.
No, it's called grown men. It's called grown men.
It's called the biggest loser. It's called the biggest loser, okay? Look,
I don't really care about being small. I mean, you know, I'm 200 pounds, and you know that's what it's gonna be. You feel me? I mean, you know, I feel like I can get done whatever I need to get done at 200 pounds.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Do you want to run me head up?
Yeah, I will run you head up.
Okay, meet me in Cecil and let's run head up. Quarter mile.
Where's Cecil at? Well, I just told you I wouldn't run you in the quarter mile because of the weight difference, but I would run you head up in the 8th mile race.
Okay, can we do it at Twig, sir?
We sure can.
Okay, what do you have?
Yeah, I have a booster sitting just like yours.
Okay, cool. I mean, you're
it don't weigh 322 pounds, but you know, but we good with it.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, I'm not trying to create no enemies or anything. I would be willing to run you into it.
Yeah, oh no, ain't no enemy here with me, dog. You know what I'm saying? This what I do for entertainment. This fun for me. So you know what I'm saying?
Just make, Make sure you bring your wallet because it's more than fun for me. Make sure you bring your wallet.
Oh, I'm bringing it, and it's more than fun. I said it is fun. I don't want for free.
All right, okay. I'm just making sure now because I will buy you a hamburger after the race if I beat you now.
I got you.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, what's the record with you and Tackle Box Custom Cut?
The record with me and Tackle Box in my the record with me and Tackle Box in my eyes is that I won the last race and that's all that matters.
Oh.
That's all that matters.
You know what?
Don't nobody. Wow. Let me tell you something. Why is everybody copying my word?
It sounded so good, I had to use it.
Okay, well, you know what? The new word for Custom X tonight is, you know, I'm not going to say that because you're going to copy it. You're going to copy it. I know it. But I'm going to tell you, Tackle Box, don't nobody remember the first person who did something. Everybody remember the last. I beat Tackle Box. I beat Prices. I beat the Dream Team. I beat the Cocaine Bike HTP Powered. Okay? So if you're working with a shade tree mechanic, don't come against me. Okay, Hillside Stranglers, J1000. I know you listen to J1000. You see that home because you ain't nothing but a Tom. You ain't nothing but a Tom. A uncle.
Give it to me.
Wow. You're Uncle Tom, and let's say wow to that. Uncle. Yes. Chris, do you still have the young lady online? I would like to say a couple of words to her.
Yeah, she should be still online, man. Nelly.
Crazy. Somebody said that nigga crazy.
Nelly. What's her name? Nelly?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing? This is the man that hates Custom X.
I've been listening to you, folks.
Yes, and I do know who you are.
How do you know who I am?
I can Google anything I want.
Oh, okay.
Now, for me saying that to you, that should mean a lot to you because I saw you. I think your bike is green with black rims, and you wear
yes.
a scarf around your head when you race?
No, I wear a speed and strength helmet.
Okay, well, I got one thing wrong.
I'm trying to match.com.
BlackHumanMeat.com. Wow.
BlackHumanMeat.com.
Wow.
You got to get wild and lit, huh?
You know what, Nelly? Let them hate because you're talking to one of the baddest guys in Grizz Racing right now.
The most hated guy.
Well, anyway.
And you ain't got a face on my head, dude. I don't hate you.
Either way, fellas, can y'all be quiet for 1 minute? I'm trying to talk grown folks right here. Nelly, have you ever YouTube me before?
Mm-mm. I mean, I've only been on the show twice listening. Oh. I mean, it's no disrespect. I just got started. The first time I came on the track was August. So
you,
I don't really. No disrespect
and honestly,
like that.
And honestly, I appreciate you telling the truth. Because now I feel like I can teach you something. Now, I will be in State Capitol February the 23rd. I would love to meet you.
Okay.
And get to know you as a racer. And for once, I'm offering you this. I'm offering you a free picture with Black Caesar and Custom X. Are you willing to accept that?
Don't do it.
No, are you willing to accept that? You can sit on Black Caesar.
I ain't going to say I'm going to spit on you, but if I see you, of course I'm going to speak. I speak to everybody.
No. Are you willing to accept the picture, sitting on Black Caesar and taking a picture with Custom X?
If you want to take a picture with Nelly, I'll take a picture with you.
Wait. Okay, well, you know what? Since you want to word it like that, I accept that. Chris, log me in. One picture with Nelly.
Well, I got you.
Okay, all right, cool.
This comment really.
Wow. Nelly, I got you, baby. I got you.
Hey, Custom Cut. I got a quick question for you.
Yes.
Yeah. No, ain't no disrespect, but what
What makes you think you're the baddest grudge racer out there?
Well, I feel like this. I feel like in 2012, I was the last grudge racer to get a win. I'm all over the internet. I'm all over YouTube. I'm the trending topic of Twitter, of Facebook. I'm the man to beat. You got Richard Gasson. You got Ricky Gasson out there. You got all the big-time folks. Nobody talks about them. Right now, everybody's listening to Custom X. And Nelly, if you stick with me, I will take you straight to the top and beyond.
Okay. My next question is, how many grudge races have you done?
Well, first of all, I only accept one question a night. So right now, Chris, can you time him off? I can tell he's a true hater.
Hey, no, actually, cousin, I'm really a fan. I'm really a fan of yours, man. But you know, when you say stuff, I just I'm curious about.
How many grudge races have I done? Let me run it down to you. The first cup race of the season of 2012, I raced Chris Moore.
Yeah.
I whacked him. The second grudge race in Tweed, I raced ACP. I raced ACP, he red lighted. Third grudge race, Possum. My starter clutch went out. I wasn't able to race him. I paid the lock in. Fourth grudge race, I raced Tootie. I lost. So I can't lose. Fifth grudge race, I raised Cocaine Bike. I was in front of him. My bike blew up. He beat me. Sixth grudge race, I came back for revenge. And, boy, it was a 187. It was
so
a 187.
So six races make you the baddest grudge racer.
You know, in my book, where I come from, if you get out there and you stick your neck out in traffic, and you stick your neck out in traffic six times and you only get hit twice, that makes you a winner. Okay, that makes you a winner. So
I was just curious. So my pops always told me when you want to know.
Listen, who am I talking with?
This, I'm Frank from South Carolina.
Okay, now you cannot find too many people that own their own bike. And grudge they own bike. All these cats that I don't went up against, they riding for somebody, and the owner is sitting on the sideline. I own my bike. I ride my bike. Now, I tell you what, if Head Buster ride his own bike, if Area 51 ride his own bike, I will race them cats. I'm the only owner operator that gets out here and grudge.
Now you ain't the only one.
Wait, hold on. That's competing? Yes, I am. What name somebody that's competing in my caliber of racing?
Well, I don't know about that. Your caliber racing just don't mean, you know, in twigs or cycle bike. You know what I mean?
I'm talking about.
I know people all over there, right?
You talking about the little motorcycles. I'm talking about the gangster
bike. They're not little motorcycles.
Okay, well, name one.
Well, first of all, I ride my own motorcycle, and I ride, build, and tune it myself.
Okay, you're nobody. You're nobody. Move it. Move on to the next person. You're nobody.
Well, yeah, just like you're nobody. I mean, yeah, you're nobody. Besides that, that's the most credit I can give you.
You really think I'm a comedian?
You're a funny motherfucker. I mean, I love listening to you laugh. I mean, you make my night.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm not willing to say that about you because I know one thing about it. This is all prep time right here. But when it comes to the track, when it comes to grudge racing, I'm straight focused when we get to the track. All this radio show, that's all for laughs. But when we get to the track, can't nobody say I put on a show at the track. I'm all about getting that paper.
Yeah. But for you to call somebody or nobody that you don't know, it, to me is a little disrespectful. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it is what it is. Because I'm not gonna take it disrespectful.
You should have never Don't never take it like that, because if I've been in this girl's thing a long time. If you never came up to me or never called me out, you are nobody to me. Now, if you approach me and say, you know what, Custom X, I want to run you, then I say, you know what, this man got kahunas. This man got kahunas. He stepped up to me, the number one man in the game. And Nelly, if you when you meet me, February 23rd.
You never came out of Georgia till this year twice.
Right. I mean, you ain't never been nowhere.
So I mean, you know, I mean, how can somebody approach you
if you would have never voted for President Bush, maybe I could travel a little bit. He messed the economy up.
If I wouldn't have voted for Bush, what color you think I am?
You talking like a Mexican to me.
Oh, God. Careful, you all got to go in front of him. We got several callers here that's waiting to say something, so we're going to go on and open up the lines. Your mic is open. 4784, your line is open.
Hey, I want to know if they're going to be careful at the racetrack.
What's that now?
At that race you got, will we get a cap out there?
Which track is this now?
Right.
Huh? Which track is this?
One in Capital City.
Lake Capital? What was the question now?
Yeah. If I come down Friday, will I be able to cap out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, okay. There was a number out there. That you could call and reserve a spot for the RVs.
Uh-huh.
What I can do is when the show ends, I'll give you a call and I'll exchange that information. I don't have it in front of me, but as soon as the show is over, I can relay that information on over to you.
Okay, yeah, that's all I need to know.
Okay.
Okay, right, bye.
I'm getting your question. Keep on talking.
I'm going to ask you soon.
Hey,
okay,
did you just get that text from
J1000? I don't check texts while I'm talking to fans.
Well, he just sent me a text. He said he YouTubed you and he seen a picture of a dirty mop.
And that's what he get for YouTubing another man. Chris, can you bring on another caller, please? I want to talk to my fans. Chris, can you bring on the next caller, please?
Let's see, I think they all hung up. We got one more. 4040. Your mic is open. 4040.
He's gonna try five times.
Yeah.
4040.
Really wanna say anything.
Get the
damn
on the mic.
For the gentleman that just came on there, okay, we got another one here. 2040. Your line is open.
Hey, Custom, how are you doing, baby? Yeah. I'm your number one fan, baby. I'm your fan, baby. So don't worry about what nobody talking about. I got love for you, Custom, baby.
Hold on. Now, who am I speaking with? Because you know what? I don't bash none of my fans. Who am I speaking with? You know what? I'm not gonna bash you, but
Chris, I really feel like
we got a stalker. Can you please chime him out? I mean. I really don't feel safe
right now. You are trying me out. You act like you're paying for the radio show. You ain't wrong.
I want to talk to Nelly. You know, you invite her on this show. I want to make her feel welcome.
You welcome?
No, you're not, Nelly.
Man, Nelly gone, bro. Hello?
Man, wow. Why is the hatred?
Hello?
Why so much hatred? I'm talking to Nelly. Nelly, if you're on the line, can you please say something to Custom X?
Hello?
There we go. There we go. That's like nitrous to me. Yeah, there we go.
What's up?
Don't forget that I got an autographed poster for you. Forget that. February 23rd. Oh, yeah, for you.
I have one
with
too
me.
For you, Nelly.
With me?
Dang.
So, Jerry, when is Val also open for tumor and testing? They start next week, every Saturday. And we're going to be down there where I don't want to disclose the time that we're going to be down there, but we're going to be down there in the next 2 weeks testing the bite. And I'm going to tell you, Hillside Strangler, you really need to show up because this bike is super light, brand new paint job. My suit is going to be here in like 5 weeks. It's going to be on. It's going to be on.
It's
going to
be on?
Say what now?
It's going to
be
orange?
Yeah, it's going to be, well, you know what, I don't really want to tell y'all. I just want y'all to show up in Twitties and y'all will see it. You know, and, I'm going to say this, that I'm down for all the playing, I'm down for all the jokes, you know, but if you're not going to step up to the plate, why even try to challenge me? Why even try to come? Don't even come if you're not willing to try Custom X.
Because
tonight I don't really, there ain't none of the heavy hitters on the line. I'm the only heavy hitter.
No, you lying there.
You
better lie there. Talking to one right now.
Talking to two.
You have about five or six of them online, actually.
You have numbers.
Oh yeah. If you're over 200 pounds, I need to see you. Eighth, quarter, mile, it don't matter.
I'm 250.
When
you're
I say heavy hitters,
I need to see you.
You know what? When I say heavy hitters, I mean I'm the only fast motorcycle on the line tonight. I did say heavy hitters. I'm sorry. You know what, Chris? I'm gonna just take a back seat tonight, and I'm gonna let all these fat riders. Yeah, they stay in.
Well, you're going to take the back seat. 200.
Yeah,
take
the
back seat. Skinny riders ain't welcome.
How many 200-pound riders we got on this line tonight?
Man, I know it's about six heavy hitters on here.
Well, I need to see them all.
You know what, Chris? All jokes aside, that's the worst thing you can ever see at the track. A bunch of men, fat riders with stretch marks. Wow. That's straight crazy.
Got another caller.
Got
having heart problems. Yeah.
Damn
it, man. We're gonna open up this line. We got another caller here. Maybe another one. 0905. Your line is open.
Take us some guts. Hello. I have a question for you, man.
Yeah, go ahead. You sound like you got a bunch on your mind. Go ahead.
No, it's winter time, man. I got a little cold. Hey, check this out. Why are you afraid to run head buster?
I can't understand. You're breaking up. Can you ask that question again?
Why are you afraid to run head buster?
Hold on.
He wants to come on the line, but he don't want to argue. He just wants to
I'm trying to answer the question that you posed, my friend. Why am I afraid to run head buster? Well,
yeah.
I feel like if I run head buster and I beat him like I plan to do, that I would never get another race out of any of these Pignon 1000.
Hold up. You saying that you got the fastest bike, so you shouldn't be afraid. What are you trying to say, dude? If you got the fastest bike, you shouldn't be afraid to run head buster.
Even the strongest know how to survive. I know how to survive.
Right.
Okay, I got it.
I'm a survivor.
Okay, I'm finished with it.
I'm a survivor. And you know what? Quit disguising your voice. Because you coming over here like you Barry White, but you ain't nothing but a skinny little dude hiding behind a big microphone with the bass turned up. Okay? Turn the bass down and talk to me for real.
Okay? I think you got me all
don't
wrong,
speak for, don't speak for Head Buster. Put Head Buster on the line. Put Speedy on the line. Put Kenny on the line. Don't come on here trying to talk for somebody else. You hang up the phone and go put your head down the toilet.
What else, stupid boy?
Don't ever call into a grudge talk radio talking for another man. Don't stick your head in the toilet and flush it. How dare you talk to the king of grudge racing like that? You know what? Mignon, speak off. Chris, you know what? Delete him from the scene.
We can't delete him. We're going to have to listen.
No, delete him. For real. He's beneath me.
Back to 2013, Hillside trying to get it on. Y'all, you're 200 pounds. Somebody need to say something. I need to do something for somebody.
Yeah, I'm 200 pounds, big homie. I'm in South Carolina.
I'm making the Young Bloods got an event coming on. Maybe we can hook up and do something.
We'll be there.
Okay, well, I'll be there too. I'll be there looking for you, you know. I want to race. I want to have me some fun.
Yeah, how you set up?
I'm set up about 7 to 8 inches, somewhere around up in there with a street shot.
You say you're 70 or 80 inches with a street tie.
Yeah, 7 8 or 8 inches, one of them, with a street tie.
I'm being with the dude from South Carolina, because 80 inches with a street tie.
Hey, it's 80 inches with a street tie, and it ran all over that bike you was on, so you better bet where you know you need to bet at with me.
Yeah, you know what? I'm being with you from South Carolina. Whatever happened in 2012, leaving in 2012, is what
happened. Well, then don't you talk about what you did in 2012, the Tiger Boss, none no damn more. You leave that in 2012, but you just talk about 2013. I'm tired of hearing about Go Fishing, Tiger Boss, and Real Rod. I'm tired of hearing about that shit. Let's see some new stuff.
You know what? You know what? For you to even come on here, for me to be on the line with you is
man,
great. I'm going to stop myself because, you know what, you beneath me, okay?
Do me a favor.
You're like the dong under my shoe.
You know
you don't know what dong is? It's doo-doo. You the doo-doo under my shoe. You don't do nothing.
Man, you sponsored by Revlon. Get off the phone. Hey, where the dude at 200 pounds?
Yeah, I'm right here, homie.
They all
hey, you, what part of South Carolina are you from?
I'm in Greenville. Yeah.
Gracious, man.
All right, I'm making it that way, man. Don't worry about him, man. This ain't his show. I'm trying to race somebody, man. And, you know, he ain't doing
nothing. They are actually going to be in both places. They're going to be a Youngblood race, and they're also going to be up there in Twigs, too. So there's going to be a lot of 200 pounds.
We're going to be a little bit everywhere.
Okay,
put them all in one lane. I'm first second.
Oh, boy. It's going to be a last test.
Y'all like retirement, Couple Cuts?
Your own homeboys in Jacksonville came on here and said that you wasn't real. So why you want to get on here and try to make it sound real? I'm the only big dog on here tonight, and I know you don't want to run me head up. So you can get that out of your mouth.
What thing? Hey, I'll run you any kind of way, first of all.
You won't run me.
First of all, I'll run you any kind of way. That don't matter to me. I'll run you any kind of way.
You'll run my bike head up.
I'll run your bike head up. That don't even matter. You don't matter to me. You don't make one out of eight. It don't matter.
Nobody don't want to know you.
I ain't going to argue with you. If I catch you at the track, you got to run. You can't keep running from me.
I told Erica she can ride my bike, and you turned her down. Yeah, you
man. Why you come on her line? You come on her line just like you came on her line about to bitch about Frank's son. You lied about
Chris.
Wait,
hold on. Chris.
You told
Chris.
That man said,
wait, hold on.
I want to take a picture with you. You look around. You brought a grown man over there.
Hold on.
That was your son.
Didn't Erica come on here a couple of weeks and say Hillside was scared to run her when I said she can ride my bike?
I couldn't have been on the phone. That had to be a lie.
I'll have to go back and listen to the transcript.
She's saying she's
say what?
That had to be a lie. She ain't never said nothing like that.
Wait, hold on.
Oh,
I thought I heard Erica.
Hey, Chris, jump in here and moderate that thing.
I heard a young lady voice.
That was Jerry talking. Anyway,
okay,
she never said that.
You can say what you want to say, but I know for a fact that Erica told me that when she called you out on my bike, you turned her down.
She ain't never called me out on your bike, and I ain't never been scared of your bike.
One thing about it.
I tell you what, I never met Nelly, Erica, she cool with me, but any one of them females can get on my motorcycle and run you head up, and I guarantee you won't do it in tweeds. Now, I'm going to pull your car right now.
Well, hold on.
I guarantee you
can't pull nothing on me. First of all, I pull yours, and I will
be in tweeds, and you can put them on the bike.
One thing at a time. That's when the man's dangerous, when you don't know him. See, they all know
you
don't know him. I'm dangerous because they don't know me.
You can't even ride against me. I put a young lady on my bike and beat the crap out of
you. Right?
Then that's what you do.
The young lady ain't trying to ride your bike.
I'll tell you what, I didn't hear you. Hold on.
You
might
have to knock it off.
Yo,
moderate that fire, man.
Oh, man, I thought that was somebody talking. Anyway, Hillside, you got action.
I ain't got to say nothing else about it.
Okay, you got action. When you show up in Queens.
Hey, Frank.
Yes, sir, Purple Rain.
Yeah. Hey, y'all got a motorbike, man. Y'all got a motorbike.
I don't believe in motorbikes. All I have is juiced up bikes. I have bikes on crack. That's all I have.
There are a few motorbikes on here. What you're asking is a motorbike for as a boost or a 1,000?
I take a boost with 1,000 motor.
Well, J1000 got an all motor 1,000. I'm pretty sure if he put he got a light rider he can put on him.
I already talked to Jay.
Say what now?
I already talked to Jay about that. Jay want to race me. I weigh 40 pounds more than Jay, so I told him to race Dana. And he was going back and forth about that 8 mile stuff and all that. I told him in the four.
Okay, what do you have?
A 14.
Okay, you got a 14. Do you want to run somebody in the quarter?
Yeah.
Okay,
how you dress? How you bike dress?
I'm butt naked.
You know what, Jacksonville? I don't even know how you, I don't even want to know how you dress. You come to Tweed, you get the back tie for me. You get the back tie, we go off the lights. I don't even want to know how you dress. I don't want to know what kind of tie. If you spraying, you get the back tie from Custom Cuts. And I guarantee you.
I got motor.
Man, I don't care. I just told you. I don't want to know nothing about your motorcycle. You get the back tie. Off the muscle.
Oh, that sounds nice. That might be interesting. All right.
No. Are you willing to accept that? You know what? That's one thing about me. I don't want to know anything about you. I don't want to know your name.
I don't want to know your name, my friend.
I don't want to know your name. All I'm saying is that I'm a racer.
Hold on. I got time. All right, hold on a second. I got to make a phone call.
Oh man!
Come on! While you making your phone call, we got another caller in. We're gonna go on and open up the line here. 8245. Your line is open.
Come
on, man. I'm trying to figure out who's in here. Custom Exit.
Why are you offering all this?
I hope you're gonna get what you were up.
I can't understand you. What'd you say?
I hope you offer a letter. You're going to hold your word.
You say that again. Can you say it one more time, please?
I said, I hope you hold your word, because you're going to get that check cash real soon.
Oh, they're going to get mad on that thing.
You damn, I'm skipping. I'm in. You got to go to sleep.
Fashion Express, huh?
All right, then.
Oh, you got to go to sleep.
Wait, hold on.
I think you're
going to sleep today. You know what? To all my, to the Grudge Talk Radio and to all my fans out there listening, I'm one man battling the world. I just issued this man that was on the line. I said, I don't want to know how you sitting. He's sitting on a 14. Let's raise head up. You
no.
Said, no, I said,
no,
give you the back tie. I said,
no,
I give you the back tie. I said,
no,
I give him the back tie.
Man, we want
okay.
To
yeah.
Okay, but right. You know, you got these guys calling in trying to act like trying to disguise their voice like they some Barry White type of Grudge Raisers. Man, I'm not scared of y'all. I'm not scared of y'all.
Ooh. Hey, we need to be scared of them.
Yeah.
When you come out with your magazine, I would be the first one to buy it, baby.
Ill born at first on here.
But that dude with the 14 that said he got to call somebody, I don't know who he got to call. Evidently, he don't own the bike. But like I said in the beginning, I'm the owner and I'm the operator.
That's
your
baby.
Oh,
that's
your
cool.
Man, this man's funny. No, ain't nobody funny. Ain't nothing funny over here. You just have that
bread,
right? You have that bread, right?
Alright, it's my motorcycle. Alright, you said you gonna race. You don't care how I sit, then that's fine. I have to make sure everything will be right for it. Stop calling people.
If that's your motorcycle, you ain't gotta call nobody. Not one time have I ever stopped on this phone line and said I gotta call somebody. I got my own paper. I got my own motorcycle. I got my own leather suit and helmet. Now get some. I knocked out them white boys from Tennessee. I don't mind knocking off some brothers from down south.
Hey, come on, you just said you're afraid of state. Now you calling the man out.
Don't bother me, man. Because I know he ain't got enough gas to race all these people he be talking shit to.
Who was that late on the phone with that nice voice?
Custom Cuts.
Miss
Cuts. Man, I know you were into my rack is out with your own gas, huh?
Hey, man, Purple Rain. Is this Purple Rain?
Yes, sir. This is me, man.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, man. They really don't know. I sit here and shuck and jive with them, but they really don't know.
You said
know.
It right the first time.
Hey, you know what, little dude, whoever you are, you're doing this for entertainment. I'm doing this to get your bread. I don't want your family to eat at night. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why I'm going to
eat some Roman noodles, man. Let him eat some Roman noodles.
Hey, don't do him like Tupac. That big in my pool. Make sure all your kids are broke. Don't do him like
wait,
that.
When I come to Louisiana, I want y'all to show me love over there because I'm over there to take over the city.
I'm a smoker, player. I got some good kush. I smoke every day now. If you can show some love, you smoke now.
I don't do that.
I got some brownies too now. I got some fruitcake, some crisp fruitcake,
I'm over there to take over the city. From Shreveport all the way down to the doggone bayou. I'm over there.
Well, I ain't in that crap all custom cuts.
Hey, you know what? Since you've been having problems with your back surgery, I'm gonna come over there and lay hands.
I'm
I'm good now, brother.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. If I ever see you stand on the side of cocaine while I'm racing cocaine and fitting with cocaine, I will never show you no love. Next time when I race cocaine, you better stand on my side. You better stand on my side. Girl, I saw you.
I'll take the back tie and everything. If you want me to. What you want? You want me to put the gloves on the clean rocks off the tie and make sure ain't nothing on the tie?
I want you to stand right beside Dan the Man. I want you to stand right beside DTM Performance.
I do that for you, big dog. I'm going to be there.
And to all my haters out there, I'm here to stay. I ain't going nowhere. You better kill me because I ain't going nowhere.
No, I don't think they won't go to penitentiary behind that.
I know they are. To the young lady on tonight, Nelly, look, this all girls talk radio. Don't get scared. Nelly, don't get scared in this. This all girls talk radio. When you meet me, you will understand that I'm the man to be, and you're the one to stand beside. All I want to know is, Purple Rain, please have some hotels you know, for us, okay? Please have that.
Hey, bro. I told you that's Baton Rouge. I live in New Orleans. If you can't New Orleans,
I'm talking about radio.
Wait,
did
you hear the word in the
Guys, we're going to go on and kind of fast on. We had a caller on here, been holding on for about 10 minutes, so we're going to go on and open up the mic. 8734, your line is open. 8734, your line is open.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. 8734.
It's just a talk of cuss to cuss, man. That might be my brother. Conrad. Conrad, you on here?
Hey. Who? Is who on here?
I thought that was Conrad.
Yeah. Here's Chris. Here's 4950. See me on there. 4950. Link him in. Conrad.
Okay.
Man, good.
Great.
No, I don't
see a Conrad on here.
There ain't no Conrad. There ain't no Conrad on here.
495.
Oh.
Why don't you call?
I don't see him. Why don't you
call
him
now?
Man.
Eight seven.
I was saying, can we move on to the next caller, please?
Yeah, the 8734. The guy, is he still on or is it? Okay, we can fix that. We have to close his mic. Okay, let's move on here.
I'm starting to fall in love with Kawasaki ZH14. Man, I'm thinking about getting one of those bikes. Chris,
man, so Frank, I've never got another scenario. I don't know if you was on any time earlier, in the previous shows, but Custom Cut has also accepted a race with a pro mod, man. The race is supposed to be one in the break to the quarter.
One in the break in the quarter.
Hmm?
He's doing what now?
He's giving the pro mod is gonna give him one in the break to the quarter.
Huh. That's interesting.
Who's supposed to get that, Chris?
That's Custom Cut's supposed to get that race.
From a pro mod?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
What you think about that? What you think about that? Honestly, now. Honestly, I want you to put all the haterism on the
pro mod with a winner bond with a big tie on it? Woo!
Yeah,
I think
all I gotta say, you better really catch him blinking his eyes.
So let me ask you something. If I take the victory, if I win, will there be any excuses?
It ain't no excuse.
If the pro-mod get out there and blow up, will people say, oh, he would have beat you if he wasn't blew up?
That's part of racing.
I won't ever say
if.
Exactly. You know, I won't ever say if. Go down the track and blow up. That's racing.
Now, Purple Rain and everybody that's listening tonight, I know it's a lot of people on the air tonight. If I get out there and take one to break from a pro mod, I should get Grudge Racer of the Year hands down.
Hands down.
Right, because I believe Elamine, Headbuster, Area 51 would never take one in the break from a pro mod. Now, I'm willing to go ahead and secure Grudge Racer of the Year up in February. Now, if I beat this pro mod with one in the break, I could get Grudge Racer of the Year.
One race not going to make you Grudge Racer of the Year.
One race ain't going to make you Grudge Racer of the Year. I'm going to go far and say you can get it for the next 2 years.
That's my personal opinion. That I think a lot of people really don't understand what Grudge Race of the Year really should mean. I mean, except for, you know, you picking favorites. And, you know, because you win one race against a pro mod or a hell of top few, but it shouldn't make you Grudge Race of the Year.
I thought it was all about taking chances and stepping up to the plate.
Not one race. I mean, you know, I mean, Grudge Race of the Year is, I mean, you go to multiple different places. You do multiple different races. It's not one-sided. I mean, the race you're doing, to me, is not one-sided. Don't get me wrong, you're not doing a one-sided race.
If I beat that Pro Mod with one in the break, he turn around and race DTM head up. If we beat him, and I continue to get him a race all throughout the year, and he don't beat me, what that makes me? Do I get Grudge Race of the Year? I got to go all 12 months to get that? So if I step up with a no-bar motorcycle with a 7-inch speed, and I'll run a Pro Mod bike with one in the brake, I ought to get Grudge Race of the Year hands down.
It depends on the Pro Mod that you're running. I mean, you pretty smart guy.
Wow.
So what I'm saying is, if you got a 440 or a 430 Pro Mod that's giving you the back tire and the brake, to me he's not gonna go fast enough to catch you where he shouldn't go. I mean, you should be able to hold him up.
You know
but
what? I really should have silenced you on that because you know something that I know. You know something that I know. I really should have told you to be quiet on that little point right there. You know what? Matter of fact, don't even say nothing else. So, bro,
you all hold that thought for one second. We got another call that just came on. We're going to open up the line. 8351. Your mic is open.
Hey, I got a question, a guy from Tennessee. Twin.
Can you pick up the
phone? Twin, you going to bring your bike to Hattiesburg on the 9th?
This my guy, Cedric.
Yeah,
there you go. What's up, Cedric, my guy?
What's going on? You going to be out there on the 9th?
Huh?
You going to be out in Hattiesburg on the 9th?
It's up in the air right now, but I know I'll be there for the 23rd, though.
Uh-oh. Right?
That's what I'm saying. It's up in the air right now.
On the
23rd.
You talking
about tonight, Cedric? He's talking about in Hattiesburg for the race this Saturday.
That's March or February?
February the 9th. That's February the 9th.
What's your guy, Cedric?
Who's? I'm trying to lock up with Twin, motor to motor.
Cedric, I can't do that one, Cedric. I'm full gas now.
He's talking about with my bike, ain't he?
Yeah,
he's talking about your bike and Bill.
Yeah. Cedric, I'm full gas now. That's the reason why I saw him. I'm full gas now. It's full gas.
Dude, they also, too, man, we want to mention to you all that there will be another race on the 10th over there at Lena, too. So if you miss that Saturday, you can get the race on Sunday, too.
Where is that, Chris? What did you say? What race?
Lena,
that's Lena, Mississippi.
Motorsport. Yeah, Lena, Mississippi.
How far is that from Hattiesburg?
It's about two hours. About 2 hours from Hattiesburg.
Did they fix that bump in the track, though? Yeah, that is being repaired. All that stuff is being done and taken care of.
Oh, that's what's up. That was the only problem with the track. That was a nice facility, though.
Right.
You just had that bump in the middle of the track at the 8th of a mile.
Right. Yeah, all of that is being taken care of.
So, Cedric, y'all got no gas on that bike cap?
Oh, no nitrous.
Dang, Cedric, y'all got to get some nitrous, man. You think y'all can have some lights on that bike by the 23rd?
No, we won't have no nitrous on
it. Okay, that's what I'm doing. That's what it's in the process of right now, getting set up for all nitrous.
All right, well, I'm saying you wanted to run motor last time.
Well, yeah, because I had a tip for
motor. Off and run your motor and let's get this over with.
What?
Can't knock your bite off and let's get this
mess
over with.
Heck, no, and then it's set up for nitrous. No, I can't do this. You know what? You know what? I was just sad. You know, for the brother who got nitrous, I'm gonna tell you this right here. If you show up the 23rd, Custom Mix will give you the back tie. And you know what? I'll run my nitrous. You run your motor. I give you the back tie in a quarter mile.
Okay. All right, Custom Mix.
No, I'm real serious.
You're on a bike just like I'm
going to ride. What you mean? I'm going to get on my bike. I will give you a back tie. I'll run
get on
my
that,
Nitrous.
Get on that 1,000 that I saw you on. Get on that and I'm going to get on a little 1,000 too.
No, look. I don't own that 1,000. I don't own that 1,000. I own Black Caesar.
I can't get some Black Caesar. Then. It's too much for me.
I'm trying to get a race. No, I don't understand. I don't understand why you say it's too much.
I don't have a slick. And my bike not 70-something inches.
Well, you know what? Okay, well, I'm glad you said that. So, all in all, you really don't want to tangle with me. So, continue on talking to
you. Right. I don't. Yeah. But if you happen to, by any chance, get on anything else, I promise you I'll accommodate you.
No, you won't. You won't. You just talk. You just talking.
All right. Okay.
You really just talking. Right. I never seen anything fast come out the west. And you know what? And I was just sad. The fast thing I seen come out the west was purple rain.
That ain't the west. That's south.
I ain't from the west. I'm from the south.
Look here. From where I'm located in Georgia, that's the west to me.
Oh, okay.
From where I'm located, the west, that's y'all. Purple Rain, you know what? Whatever you want, dog, I got you. You ain't got to bet your money. I bet it. I bet the pot.
That's my boy.
He rock
with me.
Oh, that's your boy? Okay, all right. Well,
that's my pot. That's up for me.
Okay, all right. That's cool. We cool.
Yeah.
We cool.
Yeah, we good. I'm trying to get Cedric, man. Cedric? Hey, what are you hung up?
Hey, yeah, you ain't got to try to get
him. No, he on the phone.
All you got to do is tell him to cut that bottle off, and he's going to get it.
Nah.
Cedric, I can't.
Cedric?
Yeah.
Go over there, man. Hey, Chris, is Eric on the line?
No, I don't see any sign of her.
Get off.
I'm going to call you.
Chris, I thought Erica was the co-host.
Well, let's see. I don't see any sign of it, man.
Wow.
We got about 7 more minutes left in the show.
You remember, Cedric?
Hey, Chris, you know, I was just aside. I want you to get Nelly my number. I want you to get Nelly my number so I can talk to her offline.
Okay. For the guys that don't know her, she came on early, kind of give you a little rundown of her. Nelly, you just tell some of the guys that came on late, just kind of tell them hello or something where they can hear your voice or something.
She don't sound good. I couldn't hear. Hello? Hey,
Nelly, you still on?
Good.
Yeah, I'm still on. We'll just have some of the guys on here that came on there later on. Purple Rain, I'm going to open up the mic and let you talk for a second, okay?
I'm just flying around, Chris. Don't give me no mind.
Okay, I know it, man.
What'd you say, Chris?
I just love to hear women's voice, that's all.
Wait,
just
you know what?
Your voice, Nelly.
Thank you. Hello?
Yeah, you still on. They just wanted to hear you, boy.
Oh,
hey, Chris, what we got to do to this one?
Don't get shot in that bed. You got no questions?
Yeah, can we look you up on YouTube and see what you ride and what you work on?
If you guys go on YouTube and type in, I think, Texas Grub Fest, which one was that you were in, then on that video? Was that 8 or 9?
I saw you at Kendall and, I think I saw you at Crandall, too.
All right, okay, yeah.
Is that Kendall?
Yeah, if you all are this type in Texas Grove, this eight, I believe, you would see her riding a green 14.
Chris, I do have a question. This question is for Nelly. I want you, when you get off the air tonight, I want you to go on the YouTube and type on the Jarrett Jones. And I am Mr. Custom Cut. Now, whenever you... Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Chris, I want you to give Nelly my number, and whenever you need any advice on grudge racing or racing, just call me. Feel free to call me.
Well, I need Nelly my number too, Chris, but I don't want you calling for no drag racing, baby. I won't go on.
You know what, Purple Rain, I'm calling the police.
Since you got my helmet wrong, you thought it was wearing sparkles. You can look me up on YouTube too. I'm the Nelly Drag Racer.
Nelly
Drag Racer.
Nelly Drag Racer. Hosted by Ricky Gaster.
Now, Chris, for real, all jokes aside, please give Nelly my number because I think I can work. I think I can do more. No. I'm strictly racing.
Yeah, that's cool. But call him if you need any help. Give him my number. If you need any help, Custom. If you need any help at all, like I came up with the mic thing about micing you up, call me. I would like to help you guys, man, especially Nelly. God, Jesus Christ.
Wait, hold on. Why do everybody want to talk to Nelly after I done said something to her? You know, that's crazy.
Yeah,
Purple Rain.
You the shit right now. That's why everybody won't go behind you. Get off my toilet because I'm the shit. You the shit, dog. Can't nobody sit on your plot.
That's crazy. But you know what? Chris understand where I'm coming from. Nelly, if you feel comfortable calling me, ask me any questions, just let me know, and we'll go from there.
I got you.
But I'm gonna tell you that 14, we're gonna have to get you off of that one.
That 14 aren't going nowhere. That's
we're gonna have to get you off.
I'm gonna have to prove it to you, but that it's not going nowhere.
You know what? 1340. That's all I'm saying. 1340.
Well, you can be 1340, but you know what? The best in the race is them built the bike for me. So that bike ain't going nowhere. Freaking ass.
So on a street bike, me on a Busa, 1340. You want some of me?
It is what it is. Win or lose.
Okay, all right.
You know what? Like you said, the pro is out there, Ricky Gaster, so he must know what he's talking about. So if he built me a bike, I'm getting it. If I can run a nice suit on the second day, get it. It is what it is.
Okay, well,
so
you know
you
what? You know,
it is what it is.
You know what? Since you want to be like that, when I drag you on a 1340, all I want you to do is shake my hand.
I'm not being like nothing. I'm just going to say the conversation you're giving me.
You know what? I'm going to step up to you because I'm not scared of you because you're a newcomer.
You don't have to be scared. You don't have to be scared of nobody. I'm going to
throw
the juices when I see you behind me. How about that?
Wow. You know what? I didn't hear her say anything tonight. I just wanted to rile her up. You know what? Nelly, you okay. All right. Okay. But a Kawasaki don't get no respect in the grudge game. Trust me.
Well, that's what you say.
In the grudge game, no Kawasaki is on top. You fellas, y'all better tell her, no Kawasaki owns the grudge game.
It is what it is. I hear you.
I have to give
my friend Mayo some kudos. I got to give him some.
You got to respect Mayo with the beast.
You got to respect him with the beast.
You know what? Can everybody cover their ears up for a second? Nelly, get my number from Chris and call me. That's all I got.
504-252-503-750. Call me, baby.
Wow.
504-252-503-750. That's my number. Custom Cuts. Call me.
I'm not calling you.
I'm trying to hide myself. It's you.
What kind of mess is that? What they got going on in New Orleans? I'm not calling you.
Let's finish the story. candlestick, man, the bounty scandal. We scandalized the football teams, all our politicians in jail. This is the bounty state, man.
You know what? I'm not even Chris. You know the deal. You know what the deal. Purple rain on some of that, you know, other stuff.
Say, bro, that's the only time I have a good time with you on that mic, because you be running that shit. I ain't gonna lie. No other grunge race can get up there talking the way you talking. Hell that bitch. Hell it.
Hey,
yo, I'm gonna pick up. Excuse my language, sweetheart.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna take a page out. I'm gonna take a page out of your book. You heard me?
Wow!
Hey, Chris, call me when the show go off, dog. I'm finna get off here.
I would. Okay, man. We got a lot of
Cedric, you still on the phone?
We call Cedric right now.
Yeah, we finna call Cedric. He was sitting talking about.
Give him my number too, Cedric. She asked who I am. Give her that number.
Okay. All right, guys. That's fine, motherfucker. Nice show. So I will relay the messages on. So with that being said, we will continue the next session here next Wednesday at the same time, 7 o'clock. So that being said, we preaching everyone. Say good night.
All right. And everybody be safe out here.
Okay.
All right.
All right.